Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. She speaks, and here she speaks of things that matter. It's day 24 out of 25 days of gratitude when she speaks, and I'm just elated, I'm excited, I'm happy that my consistency was consistency in. I don't know what anybody has to say, but my consistency was consistency in. I'm just happy. And today, I'm even happier for my guest, right? My guest is, gosh. See, when she finishes talking, I will now come on IPA. But for now, my guest is Israela. Mm-hmm. Today is her birthday, and she's going to tell us what she's grateful for. Stay with us.
Hi everyone, my name is Israela Bako, and today is the 24th day of the 25 days of gratitude with She Speaks. And guess what, guys? Today is my birthday. And that gives me the first thing I'm super grateful for, which is life. God has been so faithful, so intentional, so wonderful, so loving, so everything to me. And I'm just super grateful that He has given me the privilege to be alive today, alive and well, you know. And I'm just really grateful to God. Second thing I'm grateful for is how beautiful God created me. Hell, God. Have you seen me? God took His time. He was like, see, give me the best materials. I need to mold this babe very well. I'm sorry I'm being vain, but no, I'm super grateful to God that, you know, He made me whole, and not just physically, spiritually. He has given me the privilege to be saved, to have access to Him one-on-one. I carry the presence of God everywhere I go. You think it's easy? It's not easy. Oh, I'm super thankful for Jesus, and you know how He died on the cross of Calvary on my behalf. That's the most romantic thing ever in the world. I don't think anybody can beat that, to be honest. And I'm just grateful that, you know, the knowledge of who I am in Christ Jesus, I came to that realization. I came to, you know, be exposed to it. I came to understand who I am in Christ. And it's a beautiful journey, to be honest. I love my walk with God. I love my relationship with Him. I am enjoying the growth. I mean, in the last 1 year, it's so evident how much I have grown spiritually. And that brings me to the third thing. My church, Celebration Church International. Definitely the best. I'm so thankful for the man who is Apostle Emmanuel Iren. Like, when God calls you, He calls you. As in, I'm so thankful for him. I'm thankful for how much he's raising, you know, an army of believers who are hungry for Christ. People who are hungry for the gospel. People who are on fire for God. Because, we have souls to win. And he's really... We eat good in CCI. We really do. We eat the good. Like, we really eat well. And I'm super grateful to God for that. I'm thankful to God for friendships. Oh my God. I have the best friends anybody can have. And it's how I literally prayed for this. And God told me, sit down, young lady. Let me show you that I'm going to surpass your expectations. And it came at the right time. Sometimes I feel like grabbing them and being like, why did you just come now? But I'm super thankful for all the friends that I made, especially this year. They have been the very best friends who have shown you intentionality, friends that I can be vulnerable with and they don't make me look stupid, friends who help me grow spiritually, friends who, you know what, I'm just thankful. I'm super thankful for friends. I'm thankful for my family members. I'm super thankful for how they have supported me all my life. They are so supportive, so encouraging. My parents are the most present parents ever. Like, I don't think there is anything my parents miss out on. And I love them so much. Like, where even when I get in trouble or I make mistakes or I, you know, make bad choices back then, Sha, because now we're whole. But then back then, even when I mess up or I make, you know, mistakes, I don't get scared to call my parents. They're literally the first person I call on the phone, like, Momsy, this is what I did. Popsy, I'm sorry, this was what I did. And I mean, they'll scold me, obviously, but they do it with so much love that I am just super grateful to God. Like, he was very intentional about planting me in the family that he planted me in. I'm thankful that I'm a registered nurse. I mean, I passed my nursing council exams, and it can only be God. That's all I can say. I'm just super thankful to God that after 5 years of nursing school in Babcock University, I was able to finish well and finish strong, and God is good all the time. I'm super thankful to God because when I look back at my journal and I see the list of goals I wrote for the year, God legit helped me tick almost all of them. Literally 9 out of 10. And God is just, see, when God likes you, he likes you. God loves me so much, and I'm super thankful for that. I'm thankful for Onyeko. I know I already said I'm thankful for friends, but I'm super thankful for her. I'm thankful for the excellent spirit that she has. I'm thankful for how hardworking she is. I'm thankful that she was obedient to, you know, the inspiration for this podcast to come up, and I'm just very proud of her as a person. I don't know why we had to meet when I already left Babcock, but I'm just so grateful that she's in my life. And I'm thankful for you guys who take your time out to actually listen, share, support, and, you know, everything about this podcast. I'm super thankful for you guys, and I pray that as the new year comes, and the rest of the year and the new year comes, you're going to experience so much of God's grace, so much of his favor, so much of speed and accuracy and clarity and everything that you desire in accordance to God's will and purpose for your life. You would achieve it. I'm sorry that I'm praying, but that's what we do. I'm super, super thankful. God bless you. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Mwah!
Omo, guys, that was Israela, and you guys, I don't know how to express how much I love this woman. I love her so much that I honestly sometimes just wonder. I mean, there are very few people I love like this. I love her so much, and to think that we just met, and like she said, I don't know why we didn't meet when she was in Babcock. I never set my eyes on her throughout our stay in school. Funny how I knew her sister, but I didn't even know her. And then after her induction, that's when we started to talk and all of those things. And I'm just so happy that I still met her either ways. God is so faithful. God has a way of bringing the best people to your life, because Israela is such an amazing person. You guys don't know. She's that person that I want to rant to, gist with, pray for, and all of those things. She always has the right things to say. And she's just like a big sister to me. She's such an amazing, amazing, amazing person. And I'm so happy that she was on She Speaks today. Thank you for this privilege to be on my podcast. Thank you for accepting to be here. Don't forget, Israela, that I love you, and I will do anything for you. I will climb every mountain for you. I love you so much. Thank you for being on here. Thank you for being an amazing person. And of course, welcome to your best year yet. As cliche as it sounds, this is actually your best year yet. You are going to do so much for God, take territories for Jesus this year. God is doing so much wonders in your life. God is making a name for himself with your life this year. Now you look back and say, yes, God did it for me. I love you so much. Happy birthday, my mama. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. So you guys should not forget to share this with a friend. Don't forget to be grateful. And thank you for always listening. Day 25, you guys. I'm gonna thank you guys so much. And you'll be so tired. But yeah, don't forget to listen to this to the end. And don't forget to share with a friend. And don't forget to be grateful till the end of the year and forever. Okay? Right. So have an amazing day. Bye-bye.